Voters in Scottsdale will decide this fall whether to increase their sales taxes to pay for transportation projects. Question 1 asks whether the city should raise its sales tax 0.1% for 10 years. That amounts to 1 cent on every $10 purchase in Scottsdale. The mayor and all 6 council members have come out in support, even though there was debate when the council voted to put the question on the ballot this spring. There does not seem to be any organized opposition to the measure. Joining me to talk about her support of it is Scottsdale City Council member Suzanne Clapp. And let's start with the basics here. Why do you think voters should support question 1?
It's a really important question for the city of Scottsdale. It funds 22 street projects throughout the city. We need to get about $70 million out of the monies that will come from the sales tax to fund those projects. And those projects are not only very much needed in order to improve the street capacities and the ability for people to travel through the city, but also we will then receive another $170 million in matching funds from Maricopa County sales taxes, transportation sales taxes. That's a match for the $70 million that the money has already been paid into Maricopa County. So if we don't get this money for this particular list of projects soon, we will lose that Maricopa County money to another community because they will not hold on to that money forever. By 2020, we have to have the money.
So the list of projects that this money would pay for, it looks as though there's a lot of sort of interchanges and that kind of road project. Is that sort of what this money is looking to be paid for?
Yes. There's 22 projects, and they are broken down into north, central, and south, and there's some in the near the 101 freeway. In particular, the Raintree Drive and 101 interchange is congested and needs to be improved. So that's one at the 101. There are 10 projects along Shea Boulevard. Now, almost every intersection from the 101 and Shea east to 136th Street will be impacted by the various projects that are on the list. And Shea Boulevard has become a street that's more congested than the 101 freeway. So there's a need to improve the traffic flow along that street. And I think everybody that travels Shea will appreciate the improvements we can make there. And then there's others in the south as well.
So are these needs based on the current infrastructure maybe nearing the end of its life that it was supposed to have? Is this a result of more people driving these roads than were anticipated?
It's more people driving the roads. Over the years, we have had a lot more people move into the city of Scottsdale, and we welcome them. However, they're using our streets, and not only that, but we have an increase in tourists that are coming to the city, and we have approximately 70,000 people that come into the city to work in the city of Scottsdale every day. So they're all using the streets. That was not true 10, 20 years ago. We now have a need to improve a variety of intersections and increase lanes in particular areas. Some of the arterial streets in the north, such as Pima and Scottsdale Road, need improvements and increasing of widening of the lanes, as well as in South Scottsdale along Pima Road. We need to widen Pima Road all the way from Chaparral down to McDowell. So there's just a need all over the city, caused primarily for more people using the roads.
So are you confident then that these projects will sort of future-proof the city against population increases, tourism increases, generally more people using the roads, so you won't have to do this again?
Absolutely.
Soon?
This is based on where we see our population heading, the increases that we see that are going to be added all over the city, and we will have build out in the city in the next 20, 30 years. So this will be a great improvement all the way up to build out.
I know that elected officials are often loath to raise taxes. In this case, you're not raising them. You're asking voters to raise them. But I know that especially among Valley cities, council members look at sales taxes very carefully to see sort of where they compare with neighboring cities. You don't want people, you know, going just across the border to another town to buy stuff because the sales tax in Scottsdale is too high. Are you confident that that will not happen in this case, that Scottsdale sales tax, should voters approve this and it goes up a little bit for a decade, that it will still be okay for people to buy stuff, even big stuff, within city limits?
Absolutely. This is a very small increase. $1 on a $1,000 purchase. So it's a very, very small increase. And it will still mean that the city of Scottsdale's tax rate would go to 1.75%, which would make it still the third lowest sales tax city in the valley.
When you and I spoke a few months ago about this, not all of your colleagues were so bullish on this idea. Do you have a sense of what changed? I mean, all of your council colleagues are now supporting it. There was no opposition in the city publicity pamphlet. Nobody wrote in opposing this. What changed?
Yeah, I believe that after they could contemplate it for a while, they were first surprised that several of us, at least four of us on the council, had proposed sales tax as the way to fund these projects. They wanted to put bond projects on the ballot that are funded through property taxes. I believe our arguments have been good on this over the course of time, that they've seen why it needs to be a small sales tax increase, and they understood that Scottsdale has not been able to get many bond projects passed. So because of the real critical nature of these projects and the fact that the tax is small, we were able to convince the others on the city council to support this slight increase in the transportation sales tax. So I'm pleased that we have seven people supporting it. None of us want a sales tax increase. Not one person on the council wants it, but we understand this is the best way and the most expedient way to receive the money and will have minimal impact on taxpayers.
All right. Suzanne Clapp is a member of the Scottsdale City Council. Councilmember Clapp, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.